As the philosopher Spinoza once said, the highest activity a human being can attain is learning for understanding, because to understand is to be free. It is that same spirit of learning and understanding that the Airdrie Abilities Center tries to foster among its members, as well as in the city at large. "We serve all adults with all exceptionalities," explained Airdrie Abilities Center representative and volunteer Bonnie Lackey. "We are all inclusive, and we don't turn anyone away. We do this so they can be present in the community, and not so segregated. They need a place of belonging, where they are safe, and they can let their voices be heard." The Airdrie Abilities Center runs daily and weekly programs which seek to create a positive social climate for its members, challenge them to try new things, promote a healthy and active lifestyle tailored to each member's abilities, and to help them feel involved in the community. "They know they are not going to be judged here," explained Lackey. "We accept everyone for who they are and all their wonderful talents they bring to us on a daily basis. They get a feeling of purpose, and they have a place to go to every day, and see their friends, and converse." Each participant pays $5 per day to take part in the group's activities, but this does not cover the full cost of the programs. For the rest, Lackey said the nonprofit society relies heavily on donations and corporate sponsorships. On top of this, Lackey said the group has no brick-and-mortar place to call home in Airdrie at the moment, instead roaming between various churches and clubhouses to host activities. "We are throwing it out there to the community that we need donations, and we also need a permanent space with an attached kitchen," she explained. "It would give us continuity and consistency. It would also allow us to store all the materials we have and get them out of our president's home so she can stop looking like a hoarder." According to Lackey, the group is also looking for volunteers to help maximize the positive experience of its local participants, which can range as high as 150 people for special events. "The reward is watching these people grow and the happiness on their faces as they participate," she said. "You want to cheer them on and watch them be everything that they can. And by helping them to be inclusive in their community, and get out and enjoy who they are without any judging at all." Lackey said working with people who have various exceptionalities is also a deeply transformative experience for the heart. "We just love what we do," she stated. "We have passion and compassion for every one of our participants. We just want to see them be involved in their community and be recognized for who they are, and not segregated."